Just a few days ago, my son has come back from a student exchange von einem Schüleraustausch. So, from a student exchange to France. Did you ever take part in a student exchange yourself? I myself took part in several student exchanges to France and the UK, and one even to New Zealand, and these are very fond memories for me. In my son's case, the exchange was organized by his school. So there is a partner school in France, and they've got a group of students who are learning German, and the school here has got a group of students learning French, and basically they assigned a partner to each student of these groups. Then the German group went there for a week, and every student stayed with an assigned partner's family, and they went to school together and had a really great time. In a few weeks' time, the French students will come to Germany, and then we'll have the French boy staying with us. So that'll be really fun. With these student exchanges, the exciting part is that you really get a glimpse into the life of a different culture. You stay with a family and go to school. You get insights that you could never get as a tourist. One surprising insight for my son was that there is no Easter bunny in France. At least not the way it comes to our houses in Germany. Now, you might be wondering what exactly I'm talking about when I say that the Easter bunny is coming to our houses in Germany. And this is why I want to virtually open my house for you and let you in on some of the traditions we love and how people in general celebrate Easter in Germany. Hallo und willkommen. Hello and welcome to the Uplevel Your German podcast. Ich bin Charlotte, I'm Charlotte, founder of the language school Charlingua and host of this show. I help German learners around the world improve their German skills by building their confidence and fluency. It is my mission to make your language learning journey as easy and as exciting as possible. Okay, let's talk about Easter. Wir sprechen über Ostern. Let's start with Ostersonntag ist ein beweglicher Feiertag. Easter does not have the same fixed date every year like, for example, Christmas. It's ein beweglicher Feiertag, a moving holiday, literally a movable holiday. The date is always the first Sunday after the first full moon in spring. So, this year it's on the 31st of March, and next year, in 2025, on the 20th of April. Of course, Easter is more than just the Sunday. We celebrate more holidays around it. It starts with Palmsonntag, Palm Sunday, the Sunday before Easter. Then, Gründonnerstag, Maundy Thursday. That name, Gründonnerstag, is not because of the color grün. It probably comes from a medieval word that means something like wailing or lamenting. Next, we have Karfreitag, Good Friday. Karfreitag is the first day of the Easter holidays that everyone takes notice of because it's a public holiday. So all shops are closed. And as it's a very sad day, you're not allowed to dance or have loud music on this day. Of course, you can dance through your living room as much as you please. But in most of Germany, there are no public places open for dancing, like in clubs or bars. The rules are slightly different in different Bundesländern, the federal states of Germany. Berlin is less strict, and in some of the Bundesländer, like in Bavaria, you aren't allowed to dance on Saturday either. So if you want to know more about that, you should look it up on the internet. The Saturday is called Karsamstag. And finally, we have Ostersonntag, Easter Sunday, the day we celebrate Easter. And Ostermontag, Easter Monday, is also a public holiday. Okay, so Good Friday is the day when Christians commemorate the crucifixion of Jesus and his death. And at Easter, we celebrate his resurrection. But the Easter Bunny comes to all families, and having colored eggs on this day is a very common tradition. So what do I mean by colored eggs? You take normal eggs and then you boil them until they're hart gekocht, and then color them with food coloring. You can buy these colors in the supermarket or the drugstore, and so there are special coloring tablets or liquids. At Easter, these eggs are then hidden by the Easter Bunny and must be searched for. This usually happens after Easter breakfast, so ideally the whole family then goes into the garden and the children enthusiastically look for the Easter eggs. And if a family has no garden or if it rains, then of course the Easter Bunny comes into the apartment and hides the eggs behind the sofa, on the cupboard, under the table, behind the books, wherever. Today the Easter Bunny doesn't just bring real eggs anymore. In our house, they're even on the breakfast table before we go on the Easter egg hunt. After all, sweets are much more important for children. So, everything made of chocolate is very popular for Easter, especially eggs with different fillings, but also bunnies, chocolate bunnies, or chicken, or lambs, just everything that somehow goes with Easter. In years with a really warm Easter, the garden can be a dangerous place for the chocolates. By the time they are found, they may have already melted. In some families, the Easter Bunny also brings bigger gifts, like a new bike or toys for the garden. Luckily, the Easter Bunny does not forget about the adults. There is a huge variety of Easter eggs filled with alcohol, such as eggnog or whiskey. And you'll also find a large selection of Easter chocolates, which are a little more expensive, but really beautiful, and that you can give to good friends or colleagues. But who is the Easter Bunny? Unlike St. Nicholas, der Nikolaus, the Easter Bunny does not appear in public. We know that he must be incredibly hard-working. Luckily, he has a big family to help him paint and produce all of the many, many eggs. Of course, sometimes an egg might break or one of his children is particularly clumsy. There are many stories and songs about that. Interestingly, he somehow prefers to lay his eggs in nests or even in a basket. The nests are mostly made of Easter grass. This is wood shavings dyed green. This Easter grass is also in the basket. It looks nice and the eggs don't break so easily. It is also believed that the Easter Bunny wears colorful clothing and may even be able to walk upright like a human. But unfortunately, nobody has seen him yet. And I promised you a glimpse into German homes. You may know that Germans love to decorate their homes to match the season. So, once the Christmas decorations are put away, we're happy for a few weeks to have the house a bit tidier again, and then we pull out the Easter decoration. In many families with children, there is a lot of painting and handicrafts going on then. Maybe the Easter Bunny will need a new nest to lay the eggs in. Or you can craft egg cups for the breakfast table or something for the window. And even if there are no small children, most people will put up some kind of decoration. This could be flowers that bring a bit of color into the home, even if it might still be freezing cold outside. They will have an Easter egg tree, ein Ostergesteck, or have some real spring flowers like daffodils to start blooming in a pot. The decoration doesn't stop inside the homes. Some gardens are also decorated with colored eggs, which are hanging from the branches. Traditionally, eggs are also blown out, painted, and then hung up for decoration. Coloring eggs is not easy, and it's always very exciting for children. Of course, many adults also enjoy producing small works of art here. So I already mentioned the Ostergesteck, the Easter egg tree. This tradition is particularly beautiful in years when it's still cold outside. So 1 or 2 weeks before Easter, we bring in branches, for example, from the Forsythia or from fruit trees or willow into our living room. And then we put them in a vase with water. And then we hang the blown out eggs on them. Because of the warmth in the house, the branches will soon start to bloom. This is really beautiful and it lasts for several weeks. Daffodils have got the name Osterglocke, Easter bell in German, because they bloom at Easter. So even before Easter, we think of the holiday when we see them and they make us look forward to Easter itself. Just like Christmas, Easter is also a very important day to celebrate with your family. And thanks to the many holidays, it's a good opportunity to go and see each other. The side effect is, of course, crowded trains and long traffic jams on the motorways. Okay, then we have das Osterfrühstück, the Easter breakfast. We Germans love our breakfast, so the table is festively decorated, for example, with flowers like Osterglocken. And so in my family, we've got an Easter tablecloth, and of course, we also have Easter napkins. Many families go to church at Easter, and then the breakfast may start a bit later and become an Oster brunch. So we use the English word brunch as well. Oster brunch. Obviously, there must be a special Easter bread in Germany. Der Osterfladen oder der Osterzopf oder der Osterkranz. So basically, it's a sweet yeast pastry that you slice like bread and that goes well with butter and jam. And there are different shapes. So the Osterfladen, it's just flat. Der Osterzopf is braided. And der Osterkranz is also braided, but it's a wreath. You can get it with or without raisins, with almonds or nuts. So in every region, it's slightly different. The traditional Easter meal, typically there is a roast lamb and it might come with green beans and potatoes or dumplings. When we speak of an Easter lamb, it's not always a real roast. It may also be a cake that has this shape. You need a special baking dish for this. So this cake is then simply dusted with powdered sugar or decorated with chocolate and sprinkles. Das Osterfeuer is the Easter bonfire, and it has been a custom for many centuries. It was originally a Germanic, that is a pagan custom. So with this bonfire, people said farewell to winter and at the same time celebrated the beginning of spring. Today, the Easter bonfire often serves simply as an opportunity to meet friends and neighbors from the community. So this is how we celebrate Easter. If you want to read up on Easter traditions, I've also written a blog post about it, and you can read it in both German and English. In the German version, you'll also find some vocabulary that you may find useful. I'll link to it in the description. So, thank you for listening today. And if you listen in real time, then I wish you frohe Ostern. Happy Easter. Frohe Ostern. Bis nächste Woche in einer neuen Episode von Uplevel Your German.